Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. Join me weekly as I share health information that will educate and inspire you. Please consider supporting this podcast by listening, subscribing, sharing, and rating. Once again, welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. This is episode number 42. As we continue our weight loss challenge, or I should say weight loss journey, with my girls, Ashley Mose and Chandra Cooper. So all three of us are nurse practitioners working in the same setting, and we decided to start this journey, if you listened last week, about our weight loss program, which we're doing 1,500 calories per day or less, and at least 10,000 steps. So let me start by sharing my experience. Lessons learned. First, it's not that easy to do 10,000 steps as I thought it would be. It really has to be you have to put effort into it to accomplish 10,000 steps. Even though I walk a lot at work, the eating part of it was actually very good for me. I found that it centered me. I was organized. I can make really good choices. And I found out that I really didn't need to eat as much. And I've never been hungry in this whole process. I've been eating a whole lot more fruits and vegetables, and just really staying away from carbs. As far as this first week, I wasn't as successful in weight loss as I would have liked to be. I probably only lost a half a pound, not even a full pound. But I'm okay with that. I see where my pitfalls were. On Friday, I had a glass of wine. Saturday, I had another glass of wine. And as of Friday, I was already down 2 pounds. And then the weekend, I feel, was my downfall. Monday through Friday, I was able to just really focus and stay on task. But the weekend was a little more lax. So going into the second week, I know the things that I need to work on. And drinking lots of water was pretty easy for me. And it, just knowing that I'm doing it with friends has made it feel super supportive and like it's a goal that I can reach. All right, Ashley, you wanna share your experience?
My experience was very surprising this week. I did accomplish the goal. I lost a full 2 pounds, and probably because I wasn't eating at all, because I was sick with tonsillitis and a sinus infection. So I didn't eat as much for like 2.5 days. I really couldn't eat because of the tonsillitis. So I was just drinking pretty much water, if that, really wasn't even drinking water during that flare up of the tonsillitis. But I haven't been eating much, but as I regained my appetite towards the end of the week, I pretty much ate a healthy meal, just like a baked chicken and rice type of casserole, and hydrated on water, and that was pretty much it. So when I did my weigh-in on the scale, I did have the 2 pound weight loss, but I was under the weather, and I was not eating every day, and I did not make my steps because I've been sick. So no steps, but no bad food, but I didn't eat like I planned to eat, but I did lose the 2 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Very good. Okay, Ms. Chandra, tell us about your awesome experience.
Okay, so I was able to stick to the 1,500 calories pretty easy. The beginning of the week, I noticed that I kind of ran closer to the 1,200 to 1,400. And after that was really helpful, using the tracking the food, because it made me think twice before I put things in my mouth. It really helped me understand that some of the foods that I thought was healthy really wasn't. So my goal was to cut out my beloved wine, which I thought I was going to go into withdrawals, but I really didn't. I cut out processed foods, and so I was just eating everything like fruits and vegetables. I did meat, but mostly fish, but kind of, you know, just like 4 ounces, you know, and I just wanted to kind of eat close to nature. And I was really surprised at the recipes that I came up with that were simple and fulfilling. The community or the togetherness of helping, of eating at work really probably was my biggest support. Because it's like, hey, I was just like, I woke up, I was over it. And I just showed up to work and I was like, I'll figure it out. And then, you know, Gene, my buddy, was like, oh, I have a salad. I mean, it was just refreshing to know that someone had something I could eat and not feel guilty or whatever. So I think for me, the accountability and just the community is the biggest thing, because when you work, you know, I mean, easily if she had probably brought out a piece of pizza, I would have ate it. You know what I mean? Because I was desperate and tired. So that really helped. The 10,000 steps, that's a challenge. I haven't reached 10,000 steps yet. And I've been walking, I've been volunteering to take people things and pick up stuff from the lab. And I'm still like at 8,200. I'm like, oh my God. So I actually took my Fitbit out that I had from Christmas and like, okay, I got to track I want credit for every single step I take. Right. And that's a good tool because it actually had little reminders. And I was like, oh, if you walk 100 steps, you'll do 250 this hour. So that little reminder was very helpful. And so I did lose 2.5 pounds.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you. Awesome. I think it's all three things that work together. It's the accountability, the community, and, you know, increasing my exercise. And like today, I mean, because I knew that I was accountable to you guys, let me tell you, y'all don't know how dead tired I was. I had we had the day. It wasn't a bad day. It was just a long day. It's like this day will never, ever end. And because I knew of my accountability to the group, even my son was like, Mom, you want to take a break? I'm like, no, I'm going to do this, you know? And so that really, I think that accountability, and I think as providers, we have that. We'll be accountable to our patients and each other, but not ourselves. And so to me, I guess for my brain, that worked because it's like I was accountable to the group, and I'm not going to be the one to let the group down, even though I still have 10,000 steps, but I mean, it's really challenging. It was so challenging that I looked it up. And so actually, 10,000 steps is 5 miles per day.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. I was like, wow. So my goal, I'm still next week going to really just strive for those 10,000. Oh my goodness. I guess I'm going to have to run around from the time I get up. But I think it really helps. So I'm excited to see what happens next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I don't feel discouraged at all because I'm a good exerciser regardless, you know, anyway. So the way I ate was always the challenge. And it is just, it's really good, like just having the support. So I did reach 10,000 steps one day, and that was on Saturday. And I purposely walked. I walked my neighborhood and did different things. And so I know that I need to step up my exercise, continue to stick to the eating. I have to cut out the wine, period, to give myself a good chance. And I'm going to keep on going, and I'm pretty excited about it. I really am. I'm excited to have you guys along this journey. It just somehow, the fact that we're doing it together makes it easier, and I feel like it will be achievable. Yep. Yep. What about you, Ashley? What you want to do differently? Start off, you want to get better, right?
Right. So now that I'm starting to feel like myself again, continue to just eat healthy and just include the steps now. Now that you tell me it's 10,000 steps is 5 miles, that's like, wow. But you know, it just lets me know I need to probably start my day earlier and get moving, move more to accomplish that goal, because you know, you think 10,000 steps, oh, I should be able to do that, but when you break it down to the miles, you know that you're not doing really 5 miles, you know, if you work out often. So So yeah, I'm excited. I need to move my body, speak, and just continue to eat healthy. So
yeah,
the diet part for me, you know, I think it'd be much better with the group of people, like I said last week. So I'm excited about that. I don't see it as being a challenge because we spend so many days a week at work and so many hours at work. So, and by us doing it together, our response will be healthy, so I don't have to worry about us getting off track because the people I work with, we have the same goal now. So, so that's going to make it easier for me as in diet. So it's just really now getting steps in.
And like today was, just today, my steps, I didn't exercise when I came home, and only thing I did was what I did at work. And I was at 5,392 steps, which equals to 2.5 miles. So it really is the lesson here is that it takes more than what you do at work. And we hear this all the time, people saying, oh, but I walk a lot at work. I move around, I get up, but it's purposeful. Like you see that you have to plan it. You have to do it. It's not just walking around.
In addition to
It's in
addition. That's what that 10,000 steps is. Exactly. In addition to that extra work that's gonna put you there to lose that extra pound or two.
Yes. So that you are burning more calories than you are intaking, so that you have a negative balance, and that's how the weight falls off. So yeah, this is only week 1 of 8. So we are encouraging lots of people to join on the bandwagon. You got time. So come on. Anything else you guys want to share?
No,
I'm just excited. I mean, it was a really eye-opener with how many calories are in things and how many steps it actually takes. So just really good information to learn about myself.
Right. And the MyFitnessPal is really a helpful tool, which is free. You don't have to do the Go Premium. You can just do the basic stuff just to track your food. You can scan the boxes or containers to see exactly what you're intaking. It breaks it down as far as even food that are high in vitamin A, vitamin C. It breaks down your fat content, how much your fat, your sugar, your carb goals. I mean, it really is a really good tool. I hope the makers of MyFitnessPal will like get me a commercial already, because
yay.
Because no, I do like that app, and even the exercise. There's little on the app itself, there will be little snippets of quick exercises that people could do. So yeah, I like it. I look forward to it. Thank you, ladies, for, you know, that we're taking this journey together. And this is only week 1. I'm not discouraged. I'm excited and looking forward to our weight loss goal.
I am as well.
All right. Awesome. Until next week, thank you, ladies, for joining me again.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks. Thank you for listening to the Health Flow Podcast. Your support is much appreciated. It is my goal to share health information that you find helpful. Email topics of interest to thehealthflow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at TheHealthFlow, also on Facebook at TheHealthFlow. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. Until next time, keep your health flowing.